Want to welcome to the RNJ Morning Program, and it's the first opportunity that I've had the privilege of speaking with my guest who is coming by, a small business owner in Northwest Jersey. Really a tremendous job of representing us in the State House in Trenton, an event that is coming up at the Space Farms Zoo and Museum. So I'm really honored this morning to speak for the first time with Assemblyman Parker Space on the RNJ Morning Program. Good morning, Assemblyman. It's Burt Barron. How you doing today?
Morning. Thank you for having me on.
Great to speak with you, and thank you so much. Let's cover the fun stuff first, because Space Farm Zoo and Museum, I love going there as a kid, and I love it even more as a grown-up now, because maybe I have more of an appreciation, Assemblyman, for the farm equipment and the cars and the museum component of Space Farms. But you're hiring. You've got a big employment opportunity, an event that's coming up later this month. You want to share some details on that?
Yeah, we're opening hopefully March 26th, weather permitting, as long as don't get any big snowstorms. But yeah, we have different positions. It's going to be our 95th season being in business this year. So a lot of inside helping with the managers, working with the people, restaurant managers, some outside work with certain individuals, with some training. Walk right up and work with the Lions right away. But a lot of the, a lot of different positions we're looking to fill this year. So anybody wants to stop up, they're more than welcome. Fill out an application and we can give them a little bit of description on what the job might entail. And, we love to see all the applicants come in and see who might be the best fit for us.
Yeah, great stuff. And whether I was going on a class trip there, Assemblyman, I went to a St. Joseph school in Newton for a couple years, and we would always take the class trip up there. And then as I was growing up, I'd always make sure I stopped by. And now as an adult, I still love to come by and just explore Space Farm Zoo and Museum. Just always such a great place. And when you get down to it, Assemblyman, you're a small business owner, like so many people in New Jersey, running a business here. Talk about the impact of the pandemic and the lockdowns, and what was it like to a small business owner and something as unique as what you do, running a zoo and a museum during a pandemic? Share some of your experiences. What was that like?
To be honest, it was downright scary. I mean, we didn't know if we were going to survive. Last year was our 94th year. Before that would have been the 93rd, in 20. And we have a business that you can't just lock the door and walk away and come back when you can open up again. When you have 500 wild animals, we go 7 days a week, and it's a large expense to feed them and vet bills and everything else that goes along with it. So it was very trying times. We're going to open up, when the beginning of the pandemic, we're going to open up the end of March once again. We couldn't. And then we could finally open up as a drive-through, which we've never done before. So we had to invest and put roadways in. And so we could open May 22nd of 2020 and as a drive-through. And we didn't know if anybody was going to show up. We didn't know what to expect. We advertised it, and it was like that one movie, if you build it, they will come. And we were packed, and we were surprised. It helped carry us through. A month later, we could open up again as a walkthrough. And then obviously last year. But just the restrictions, every business, should be essential. When the business people have it, their employees are surviving off of, working for any business, they shouldn't segregate out, and pick and choose who's going to survive, who's not going to survive. Christy Noem from South Dakota, she's a great lady, the governor out there. And she said every business in South Dakota was essential. None of them ever shut down. There was no restrictions. Businesses should be able to take control of their own business, take their own safety precautions, let us do what we do best, run our own business, and keep the government out of it.
My guest this morning on the RNJ Morning Program, delighted to speak with Assemblyman Parker Space here this morning, of course, from Space Farm Zoo and Museum. Lots of employment opportunities there, so check those out at Space Farms. And let's have you put your other hat on, if we could, for a few moments, Assemblyman, and just an admirable and terrific job of representing your district in Trenton. And thank you so much for fighting so hard for so many people. It really means a lot. A budget address will be delivered next week by the governor. Are there a couple of key points that you're hoping that he'll touch on in the budget address that are important to this part of New Jersey?
As most parts of New Jersey, but especially up in the more rural districts, it's like anything else. You know, when times are tight, every single family, you know, was within their budget. You know, with our governor and a lot of the legislature, they just feel it's like, you know, oh, we need more money, we'll just tax more people. It can't be that way. When you have, last year was a $46 billion budget. There's $500 million, I think, last year just in projects, you know, pet projects for a lot of, you know, somebody's hometown needs AstroTurf in their football field. You know, somebody's, you know, place that they would, you know, like a church or something. They'll pull out all these this money and give it to all these different projects around, you know, different, you know, places, businesses that might be in certain areas that are run by, you know, county government. They'll get, you know, so much money. I like to see, you know, a lot more fairness, you know, which would come back with the schools, you know, instead of taxing us through that. They have to spend less. Like I said, that's the thing. They're, with that size of a budget, he always talks about increasing, you know, services, increasing everything else. But like you said, when we have so many, we put so much money in that budget, which I think we should be taking out for all the illegal immigrants that are, you know, coming into New Jersey. It's like we have a red carpet out, welcoming everybody in. I have no problem if somebody wants to come to New Jersey or America, but come through the front door. Murphy wants to bring him in the back door, right along with, you know, President Biden. People in New Jersey can't afford to support other people. We got to take care of our own people first, and that's what we have to look at in the budget.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Assemblyman. And I've been around. I know you've been as well. Sometimes I feel like on the Trenton radar, this part of New Jersey, we're forgotten about sometimes. And I thank you for you and for our other elected officials in the Senate and Assembly who I don't know if people have an appreciation for just how hard you guys have to fight to make sure that we're at least on the radar of the people in Trenton that are making the real decisions and that impact so many people. So thank you day in and day out for really fighting so hard for the people of Northwest New Jersey. And I can't wait for a nice spring day to stop by Space Farm Zoo and Museum and say hello to you. So really thank you for everything that you and your family have done for our state and for our segment of the state for such a long time. And thank you again for the time this morning. And hopefully we'll have a chance to chat again soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And actually right now, as I'm looking on the camera outside, my son's just pulling in with a tiger. He just got pulled up, got out of Florida. So we have to go unload that in the garage across the street and, you know, introduce it to its new home in a couple of days. Always something going on here at the zoo.
Unloading a tiger off a truck. Just a day in the life of Parker Space, right?
Yeah, he's literally just getting back. I just see him pulling in right now.
Never a dull moment. Assemblyman, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Okay, take care.